This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has canceled foreign trips as a new Russian offensive in northeast Ukraine intensifies, and he's pulled back troops from the region. Meantime, Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 10 U.S.-supplied Ukrainian missiles targeting Crimea. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The attacks come as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Kyiv. The ministry says 10 U.S.-supplied Ukrainian missiles were destroyed over the Black Sea Peninsula early Wednesday. A local governor says air defenses shot down several Ukrainian missiles over the Black Sea and near the Belbek Air Base. He says the fragments of downed missiles fell into residential areas but caused no casualties. Blinken, who arrived Tuesday on a two-day visit, sought to rally Ukrainian spirits amid a new Russian offensive, assuring them billions of dollars in American military aid are on the way. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on a Filipino activist flotilla in the South China Sea.
About 100 Filipino activists and fishermen, along with journalists, are sailing to a disputed shoal in the South China Sea, where Beijing's Coast Guard and suspected militia ships have used powerful water cannons to ward off what they regard as intruders. The Philippine Coast Guards deployed three patrol ships, and the Navy dispatched one ship to keep watch from a distance, and dozens of journalists joined the three-day voyage. The activists, who belong to a non-governmental coalition called Atin Ito, Tagalog for This Is Ours, say they're seeking to avoid confrontation but are prepared for any contingency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Republican challenger Donald Trump have agreed on two televised debates before the November election. We'll have more on that in later newscasts. Gun battles between Israel and militants from Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and smaller Palestinian factions intensified overnight into some of the fiercest in months in both northern and southern Gaza, both sides said on Wednesday. Well, it's off today, the hush money criminal trial of former U.S. President and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. But his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, takes the witness stand again tomorrow. A wrap from yesterday from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Donald Trump's defense attorneys grilling the prosecution's star witness Tuesday in his hush money trial, portraying former Trump lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen as a media-obsessed liar who's determined to see the former president behind bars. Cohen enduring intense questioning by Trump's legal team after providing pivotal testimony tying the presumptive Republican presidential nominee directly to the hush money scheme at the heart of the case. Cohen will return to the witness stand Thursday for more cross-examination before prosecutors rest their case. Trump denies charges he falsified business records to cover hush money payments. He portrays the case as an effort to hurt his presidential campaign. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
China is considering a plan for local governments nationwide to buy millions of unsold homes. That's what Bloomberg News said Wednesday after a meeting of leaders of the ruling Communist Party called for efforts to address mounting housing inventory. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
After Communist Party leaders called for efforts to clear mounting housing inventory at a meeting in late April, China's property sector has been in a deep slump for years, hit by a debt crisis among developers. Cash-strapped private developers like Country Garden have halted construction on a large number of new homes that were pre-sold but now cannot be delivered on time. The buyers of these homes, meanwhile, are continuing to pay off their mortgages. Analysts agree there are tens of millions of uncompleted apartments across China. Policy measures since 2022 have failed to turn around the sector, which represents around a fifth of the country's economy.
That was Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. A Tunisian judge on Wednesday ordered the imprisonment of two prominent journalists pending trial, their lawyers said, reinforcing fears of a campaign aimed at silencing dissent and curbing free speech. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.